The world says an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But Jesus says, love your enemies and do good for those who persecute you. I think here of Mother Teresa. When Mother Teresa was alive and living in Calcutta and working on the streets, taking off those who were in great need, who had been discarded by society there, and she had her hospitals open, she and her sisters would commonly go out and would beg for food. One particular day, she went into a bakery, Mother Teresa herself did, went into a bakery to ask for food. As she went into the bakery and she saw the gentleman behind the counter there, all the goods lined up, she asked the man behind the counter to give her something to eat, explaining who she was and who would be eating the food. And the gentleman behind the counter spit in her face. And Mother Teresa said to him, "That's what you give to me. What do you have to offer to those who are in my hospitals and in great need?" The world says an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But Jesus says, love your enemies and do good for those who persecute you. You know, there are those who say that Jesus was too passive, too holy, too pious, too sweet. But the world needs that. They need to see that great and lasting love of Jesus. We need to be reminded about the power to be able to forgive. And we saw that power of forgiveness about a year and a half ago in North Carolina, in Charleston. In a United Methodist Church, Mother Emmanuel Church, it was called, when a 21-year-old man by the name of Dylan Roof, a white supremacist, walked into that church on a Wednesday night, went down into the basement where the Bible study was happening, was welcomed into that Bible study by 11 African Americans, and with open arms they invited him in, for an hour or so, they talked about God. They talked about Jesus. They opened the Bible, they read together. But after an hour or so while there, he reached into his backpack, took out a gun, and shot and killed 9 of the 11. He left one alive, saying, "I'm leaving you alive so that you can go and tell the story." Powerful, awful experience that it was. 2 days later, on June the 17th of 2015, in court, the whole family, all the families were there of those who had died. And it was time for the setting the bond. Dylan Roof is on the video screen, and the judge invited forward anyone from the family who would like to talk directly to Mr. Roof. One woman got up and said, "You killed my 70-year-old mother. I will never be able to hear her voice again. I will never be able to hold her again. But I forgive you. And may God have mercy on your soul." Another woman got up and said, "You took the life of my son. He was my hero. My son was my hero. But I forgive you. I forgive you because that's what God wants us to do. God wants us to forgive. And I forgive you. May God have mercy on you." Another stood up and said, "You took the life of my sister. My sister, she taught us in her family," she said, "that in her house, that our house is a house of love. Our house is built on the power of love. And though I am angry at you, I am angry," she said, "I still believe in that power of love. And I forgive you. And I pray that God has mercy on you." You see, the world says an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But God says through His Son, Jesus Christ, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. And not only did Jesus stop there, he continued by saying, when someone strikes you on one cheek, turn and offer them the other cheek as well. And he goes on to say, if they ask for your tunic, give them your coat too. And if they press you into service for 1 mile, go 2 miles for them. What was it that Jesus was wanting them to do, do you think? Forgive. Jesus wasn't just being sweet and pious and innocent and holy. He wanted his disciples to build up within themselves a resistance, a moral resistance, so that they could go out to the world and change hearts. He wanted them to change hearts. You know, it's not with Jesus, it's not win-lose, you know, like we like to do. You know, we love to win. You know, we like to win at cards, we want to win at dominoes, Candyland, we want to win the lottery, we want to win a new home. You know, we like to win. But with Jesus, it's not win-lose. You know, I lose and you win. With Jesus, it's win-win. Jesus wants all of us to win through his love and mercy. He wants every one of us to win through his love and mercy. You know, we say it's about the just and the unjust, that God's love falls simply on those who have a forgiving heart, and that God is not going to look forward to forgiving others. But God wants all of us to share in his power of forgiveness. Every one of us. It's win-win with God. So I ask you to be real about this for a moment. Who is it in your life that you most need to forgive? Is there an individual that you most need to forgive in your life? Maybe it's God himself that you need to forgive. Maybe it's an organization, maybe it's an institution, but is there someone that you need to forgive? And this week, begin that process of forgiving. Begin to look at Jesus. Begin to go that extra mile. Begin to do what is necessary so that you can work towards forgiveness, so that we can all win. That's what Jesus came into the world to give us. He came for the power of forgiveness. Who is there? A simple way to do it is begin every day to pray their name. Pray for that person, that organization. Name them by name. And then give them to God and leave them with God. You see, God's the one that does the work of forgiveness. We don't. You know, sometimes we say, well, I can't forgive that person, don't we? I can't forgive that individual. Well, we can't, but God can. If we will but give them to God, God will do that work for us. So pray to God. Pray to his son Jesus. Pray to the Holy Spirit. Pray and give that individual to God and leave them with God. Because that's what God does. God forgives. The world says an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. But Jesus says, love your enemies. And do good for those who persecute you.